You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, hey, what's up, Cowboys Nation? Welcome to another edition of Cowboys Roundup, brought to you by SB Nation's Blogging the Boys, where every day we bring you the latest and greatest Cowboys news and updates. My name is Dan Rogers. You may know me as Danny Phantom at Blogging the Boys or on Twitter at DannyPhantom24. It is Thursday, October 21st, 2021. We hope your day is going well. Our beloved Dallas Cowboys aren't a bye, but we aren't, and we are glad you are hanging with us today. The fun never stops when you're a fan of the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys enter the bye week with a 5-1 record. So what do you think of this Dallas Cowboys football team? What's your favorite thing about them? Is it Dak? I bet it's Dak. The Dak is good, eh? You like it, Dak? Is it Trayvon? Is it Gregory? I'll tell you what. My favorite thing is third-year Kellen Moore. And I call him third-year Kellen Moore, kind of like Sir Sean Connery, because I think the title is significant. So many things are better in year three. So check this. The Cowboys are first in yards gained. They are now first in points scored. And we can actually thank the heavily debated fourth down stand from the Tennessee Titans on Monday night, as they allowed the boys to jump ahead of the Bills with an impressive 34.2 points per game. What's even more impressive about this comes despite the Cowboys being 25th in red zone scoring. Just imagine how many points they'd have if they hadn't faltered at the one-inch line against the Patriots or against the Eagles, had they not fumbled the ball away at the 8-yard line against the Giants. And nobody runs the ball more than the Dallas Cowboys as they rush for 32.3 times a game. Dak Prescott is second in the league in completion percentage at 73.1%, trailing only Kyler Murray by 0.7%. Ezekiel Elliott is third in the league in rushing with 521 yards. Tony Pollard is 12th with 366 yards. Pollard's 6 yards per attempt is the highest yards per carry average of any running back in the league who has at least 10 carries. CeeDee Lamb is 7th in the league with 497 receiving yards. He is currently on pace for over 1,400 yards. And Dalton Schultz has 359 yards receiving thus far, ranking him 4th for tight ends, trailing only Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews, and Darren Waller. For what it's worth, those other three are former Pro Bowlers. Defensively, the Cowboys are ranked 19th in points allowed and 23rd in yards given up. They are 2nd in the league in takeaways, thanks to their league-leading 11 interceptions. Of course, 7 of them are from the league's interception leader, Trayvon Diggs. I'm assuming he's still at 7. He might have picked another one off since I started recording this. Honestly, it's getting real hard to keep track. Diggs is halfway to the NFL record of 14, held by Dick Knight Train Lane back in 1952. If you're wondering, the Cowboys' single-season record is 11, by Everson Walls back in his rookie season in 1981. Walls was my first ever favorite Cowboys player, and he's the reason my Twitter handle ends with 24. And honestly, I thought his 11 picks in a season record was essentially untouchable. But here we are. Trayvon has a legitimate chance to catch him. Those are some key statistical nuggets entering the bye week. So, what's going on this week? Well, we got another award winner as Dak Prescott was named NFC Offensive Player of the Week for Week 6. And why wouldn't he be? Dak threw for a season-high 445 yards and led the charge in both the game-tying drive and the game-winning drive in overtime. It was the most ever against a Bill Belichick coach team. Prescott threw for 3 touchdowns, which makes it his 4th game in a row he's thrown for at least 3 touchdowns. During those 4 games, the Cowboys as a team has scored 35 points in all of them. Of course, a few of those are scores courtesy of pick sixes. That's right, a few of them. Shout out to the Cowboys D for helping out when they can. three pick sixes, Anthony Brown and Trayvon Diggs times two. During that four-game span, Prescott has thrown 13 touchdowns and two picks, both of which came off deflected passes. Make no bones about it, Dak is playing some of the best football of his career, so congrats to number four. Dak Prescott isn't the only player earning high praise this week. Edge rusher extraordinaire Randy Gregory graded out as the highest individual score of any NFL player who played at least 25 snaps this week, according to Pro Football Focus. Pro Football Focus, or PFF, is an analytical website that meticulously studies performances of each player on every snap and gave Gregory a 94.2 grade. Gregory has been a game record as of late. His two sacks on Sunday is the second time in a three-week span that he's come away with two sacks. On Sunday against the Patriots, Gregory had a two-play sequence where he forced a holding penalty, which negated a pass touchdown, by the way, and then on the very next play destroyed Mac Jones, knocking him into another dimension and forcing a fumble that the Cowboys recovered. That was a huge turn of events. Instead of the Cowboys being down 21-7, they turned a fumble into a field goal and cut the deficit to a 14-10. Gregory is having himself a great year, and all things are pointing to a healthy multi-year contract this offseason, and honestly, I couldn't be happier for the guy. While Gregory and company have done a great job keeping the defensive line rocking and rolling this year, it's going to be nice to get some players back from injury. Currently, there are four key defensive linemen missing in action, who are slowly and surely making their way back. Most notable is DeMarcus Lawrence, who broke his foot during practice in week two. At the time, they told us he was expected to be out a couple months. Well, we are more than halfway through that now, but McCarthy stated earlier in the week that Lawrence is still a number of weeks away. What number, though? 2? 5? 11D? It seems like there is no clear idea of when Tank will return, but hopefully we'll get him back for the back nine. Defensive tackle Neville Gallimore, who hyperextended his elbow in the week one opener against the Buccaneers, is ahead of Lawrence in his recovery. However, there has still been no definitive timetable set for his return. And Dorrance Armstrong continues to get closer recovering from an ankle injury. It has been nothing but crickets when it comes to the progress of Tristan Hill. A second-round pick in 2019, Hill was completely insignificant his rookie season, playing in just 11% of the defensive snaps, as he was a healthy scratch in most of them. He started showing some progress last season before tearing his ACL in that same New York Giants game where Dak got hurt. Hill started the season on the physically unable to perform list, which forces him to be out 6 weeks, but now those 6 weeks are up. The Cowboys are in much better shape at the three-tech defensive tackle position now than they were when they drafted Hill, as a couple newer draft picks, Gallimore and this year's rookie Osa Odighizuwa, have impressed, and it's hard to say what that means for Hill going forward. Hill's name was mentioned by defensive coordinator Dan Quinn as one of four guys on the way back, and that they are still all guys that can be put back into the rotation. It seems as if now Hill is still in the mix, but playing time might be hard to come by. Wide receiver Michael Gallup, who strained his calf in the season opener against Tampa Bay, is close to coming back, and head coach Mike McCarthy is optimistic he may be able to start practicing next week. Finally, we haven't heard anything additional on corner Kelvin Joseph and tight end Sean McKeon, as both of them were recently moved to the injured reserve designated to return list. The Cowboys did get Donovan Wilson back Sunday, but they eased him into the game, only playing 14 defensive snaps, fewer than reserve Malik Hooker, and considerably fewer than the current starters Jayron Kearse and DeMonte Casey. Mr. Wilson was once thought to be the team's top safety option, now finds himself one of many solid players at the position thanks to a very satisfying free agent haul this past offseason. That's it for our updates for today. Make sure to check out all the great podcasts throughout the entire week. Every day we got something new for you. Later today we'll have a new episode of Riled Up with Roy White and Tom Ryle. But that's all for today. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you have the best day ever. Stay safe, stay happy, stay true to the silver and blue, and we will catch you later.
The Current podcast is back with an exciting new season featuring marketing executives from the world's most influential brands. Tune in to hear what's driving conversation in the fast-moving world of digital advertising with unique insights from brands as diverse as Hilton, Instacart, Moderna, Major League Soccer, and more. And in this presidential election season, The Current explores what a national political advertiser like the National Republican Senatorial Committee and a major CPG brand like Hershey can learn from each other. Listen in and subscribe to The Current at thecurrent.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this show comes from Wix Studio. Designers and devs, you might be able to do your thing better on Wix Studio, a web platform with everything you need to deliver bespoke sites hyper-efficiently. Design teams get a ton of smart features that can take the grind out of web creation without it costing per pixel control. Dev teams, you get a zero setup, developer-first environment combined with an AI code assistant and your preferred IDE for rapid deployment. Search Wix Studio today to explore the full range of features.